The road to the 22nd Winter Olympics Games in Sochi, Russia, runs through East Lansing this week. Beginning today, the city plays host to nearly 250 athletes competing in the 2014 Midwestern Sectional Figure Skating Championships. The event is a first for the Lansing area. Skaters who place well enough here will advance to the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Boston this January. For decades, the national title has been a springboard for athletes competing for Olympic gold. Current State's Kevin Lavery met up with Megan Ziemer at the venue, Suburban Ice, near the MSU campus. Ziemer is manager of sports events for the Greater Lansing Sports Authority and a co-chair of the event.
We have a pretty good partnership, the Greater Lansing Sports Authority, along with Suburban Ice East Lansing and the Lansing Skating Club, and we came together a few years ago after we hosted the Junior Championships back in 2011 and decided to bid on hosting another event, and we bid on the sectional event as well as the regional championships, and we were awarded Midwestern Sectionals.
This is the U.S. Figure Skating Association that makes the determination?
That's correct.
And what did they see here at this venue that sold them on the idea of coming to East Lansing?
I think that we have a strong LOC. LOC is a local organizing committee. The partnership between the Greater Lansing Sports Authority along with Suburban Ice and the Lansing Skating Club, we have a unique partnership where all three of us come together to host the event. Unlike other events where typically it's just the club that hosts the event, we have a strong partnership and we're all in this together to bring the event.
Explain the different levels of competition, Megan. This is the Midwestern Sectional, but how is the U.S. Figure Skating Association set up?
These kids actually have, this is their second qualifying competition in the season. They start at regionals. They come from three different regionals. Then they filter into the sectional event, which is the Midwestern Sectional Championships that we're hosting. Their levels from juvenile all the way up through senior level will be hosting the singles men and women's along with the dancers and the pairs teams.
So what is the age range then?
That's a tough question because they can kind of range. I think we have some kids as young as 9, 10, 11, all the way up to in their early 20s.
We have six local athletes from this area. Can you tell us a bit about their background?
We do have six local athletes. We have Brayden Miller, who will be competing at the juvenile level, as well as her sister Hannah Miller, who will be competing at the senior level. We have Ivan Makov, who will be competing at intermediate men. Sammy Parks will be competing at intermediate men along with Ivan, as well as competing juvenile pairs with Devin Pasco. And then we have Maeve Pasco, who will be competing with her partner Micah at the novice dance level.
Certainly, we in this area have heard of Hannah Miller and Ivan Makov because the two of them went to the U.S. National Figure Skating Championship almost a year ago in Omaha. Hannah placed 8th, Yvonne placed 12th, so that's their standings.
Correct. You know your skating background, that's for sure. Yes, they had a very successful season last year, and we hope to see them advance as well as some of our other local skaters this year.
Now, there will be how many people from across the country, or across the Midwest certainly, here?
We will be hosting 234 skaters representing 22 different states across the Midwest, along with the 50 officials that we'll be hosting, along with all of the coaches and the families and parents and all of that.
Is there something to be said about home ice for the six mid-Michigan competitors?
I think it's always exciting when you get to skate at your home ice and have your local support of your club and your family and friends that are able to come out, and it's kind of your time to shine in your local, you know, your home club. So I do think that there is the local home club advantage, home ice advantage, if you will, but I also do think that it adds that little bit of nerves as well to each and every one of them.
And about how many people, Megan, do we think will be coming to East Lansing over the course of this week? And is this really an opportunity for this region to show other people who come here from the Midwest that this community really is a great sports venue, that we have a sports reputation here?
I can't tell you the exact number of people. Like I said, we'll have 234 competitors, and when you factor in their family and friends, plus their coaches, we're going to be well over 1,000, maybe a couple thousand, 2,500 that we'll get here. And that's just kind of off the top of my head, not to mention the locals that will come out just to support the event. Michigan is a very strong skating community as a whole, and we are fortunate enough that here in Lansing, we are a very, very strong ice community as well.
This is the Midwestern Sectional, but there are also two other events happening on different coasts at the same time. Can you speak a bit about what's happening there and how those three events eventually lead to the national championship, which is in January in Boston.
At the same time, Eastern Sectionals will be going on as well as the Pacific Coast, California, and then I believe in Washington or Virginia area, they're hosting the Eastern Sectionals. So yes, they are all going on at the same time, and all of the competitors will then advance on to Boston to compete for the national championship.
So just because you are a competitive skater in East Lansing and you're looking around the rink and eyeing your competition doesn't mean you've got it made if you do well here, because you've got people on both coasts who are chasing after you.
Yes, that's correct. Fortunate for these skaters, we are the toughest sectional, so this is kind of a glimpse of what their competition is out there. But you're right, once they get to Boston, it's going to be another step.
What makes us the toughest sectional?
Midwestern Sectional is a very strong skating body as far as the different clubs that are represented. So,
have you had much opportunity to meet with and talk to our six local athletes? What are they all about? What do they tell you about their outlook about skating and what all that means to them?
I personally have not had the opportunity to talk to each and every one individually. I was a former figure skating coach here in Lansing, so I did get to follow them a little bit closer when I was coaching. I think all of them are, like I said before, very, very excited to be skating here in their hometown. I think they're all nervous, just like any competitor will be going into a big event like this, but I think they're just excited and ready to get it going.
So as a former coach, what will the judges be looking for? And I realize that's a broad topic, but is there a particular je ne sais quoi when you're out on the ice that the judges are really looking for?
With the judging system that we utilize for this event, it's the international judging system. And so it's all point-based and base value and GOEs and all sorts of good stuff like that. So as far as what the judges are looking for, they have kind of a set parameter of what the program components are that each of the competitors have submitted. So they each have something different that they're looking for. But is it, you know, the prettiest dress or the best hair? No, it's solely based on their expertise as a skater. So
what is the timeline for this event this week here in East Lansing beginning today?
Today we will kick off the first event, and we'll be running events from 7:30 Wednesday morning till about 10 o'clock every night. And then we end on Saturday evening at about 5:30. We'll be crowning championships throughout the event. We'll be crowning some Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Megan Ziemer is the manager of sports events for the Greater Lansing Sports Authority. Megan, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming out.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Labrie.